Government has commended all public sector workers as the world marks the 10th UN Public Service Day. Addressing a forum in Accra to mark the day, the Chief of Staff, John Henry Martin Newman, said past and current governments would have achieved less had it not been the dedication, commitment and diligence of public sector workers.
The visible achievements of the government of the National Democratic Congress were the past 3 years. In the social, economic and political sectors of the economy could not have been possible without dedication and commitment to duty by public servants in the implementation of policies, programs and projects under the Better Ghana agenda. Let me add that government recognizes public servant support in this rather long journey to build a Ghana which we should be proud of and which should be an example to other countries.
Touching on the theme for the day, innovation in citizen engagement for effective governance is relevant and appropriate.
With the increasing emergence of democratic movements and governments generally in the world, in Africa in particular, citizens are demanding from their respective governments a greater say in the policy-making process, as well as accountability in the varied assignments which they take on behalf of the people. There are many nations which are faced with addressing these new challenges of governance, and so are making efforts at international, national, regional and district levels to forge a partnership with non-governmental organizations, civil society groups, business communities and organized labor. This partnership must clearly be crucial. We must obviously be aware that no government can assume a complete responsibility of meeting the needs of its citizens. So while each individual government has its own manifesto programs to implement, we must accept that for proper participation, there is that need for effective system for citizens' engagement to reconcile multiple interests with national aspirations. So, participation is the fundamental way forward to achieve this objective.
The Chief of Staff, John Henry Martin Newman.